So we were talking about this yesterday, this diagram with the overlapping, three overlapping circles, and there's a part of the diagram where they all overlap, the middle bit of it. And I did start thinking, oh, it's interesting to think about what you put in that middle bit. And I put off, I was just going by the suggestions that we'd all come up with anyway, so I redrew it and put in this central bit, which had to be a bit bigger. Faith, courage, awareness, and then I also put in acknowledging the situation. I was certain about faith and courage and awareness, and fairly certain about acknowledging the situation. So that's what we're called upon to do. You have to acknowledge the situation fully to be, well, both die to it and be reborn from it. You have to acknowledge it. You have to be able to do that. It's part of what's involved in the process. And there's no shortage of illustrations about what the situation is that we're in. And to go to the faith and surrender model, which is associated with Pure Land, of course, there's a very good description of that there. And you know, you're standing on a landscape and it's full of dangerous beasts, poisonous snakes, bandits, terrible weather. And at the other side, way in the distance, it's dangerous. It's a dangerous place. And there's a figure of the Buddha in it, and he's just pointing and saying, go. And away in the distance, there's another figure of Amitabha who's saying, come. And in between, there's a white path, very straight, pretty well, very straightforward to know how to get from the dangerous, bandit-ridden landscape to Amitabha, who's saying, come. You know, there's a white path, come. And in one path, part of the white path, are licking flames of craving and desire. And on the other are turbulent water of turbulent ocean churned up by aversion, waiting to engulf you, or else you fall into. And the path is only 4 inches wide. And there's go from behind and come from front. But the path itself is straight, but it isn't look that easy to tread. And at the same time, the bandits are saying, no, 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 I don't mean it, really. Actually, no, we're not like that. You've got us all wrong. You've just misunderstood it. It's our childhood. I don't mean that flippantly, but, you know, it's that kind of... I really don't mean that flippantly, but, you know, it's just the voices go that you really do know they're dangerous. And they're going, look, it's not like that. Really, it's not like that. Really, it's just a misunderstanding, and it's fine. Stay. So that's part of what we do need to do is acknowledge the situation they're in. And actually, when I was thinking about this, the question that came to my mind was, is there anything more important to me than my life, my safety, my well-being, my security? So, you know, think about it. Is there anything that's more important to you than your life? I'm not even going to ask what the answer to that is, but I do put it forward as a sort of thing to think about. And in terms of what safety we wish for, we long for, and where we look for it, well-being that we want but may not have, security that we want. And the trouble is, we don't see our life clearly. That's really at the root of it. We, of course, you know, life's important to us. Actually, there will be other people whose lives are important to us, and there may even be some people that we say we would actually put ourselves in danger, even mortal danger, for the sake of other people. In my own case, I think that might boil down to one person. There's certainly not very many. There are other people that I would take risks for. I would take risks for, but... if I knew it was, you know, mortal danger, I'm not sure that I mean, it's just not very likely that we're going to do that that lightly. Although people do, actually, human beings do. In extreme situations, human beings do put their life aside for the sake of others. I'm not sure I'm capable of it myself, but it's a question to ponder on. You know, is there anything that's more important to you than your life, and how clearly do we see our lives? It is the background to that.